The 2008 law gave local towns and counties broad discretion to create their own rules for allowing ATVs on streets and highways, and many have obliged. Brigham City, Wellington, Moab, St. George, Hurricane, Paiute, Price have all adopted local ATV ordinances. In response, the ATV industry has developed a new type of vehicle that has transformed the marketplace. In Moab, the idea of ATVs on the streets was controversial for years. In 1987, they were banned from paved roads, period. That's all changed, and with few complaints from conventional motorists and few injuries, says Grand County Sheriff Steve White.
You know, we did have a little bit of confusion. People would license their ATVs and then think that they've, even with their off-road sticker, that they could still ride whether it was street legal or not. But that seems to be cleared up, and it seems to have actually worked fairly smooth. There's been some confusion over what roads they can ride on and haven't been able to ride on. Unless it's specifically designated, it's pretty wide open.
Julie Durica runs Moab Outback ATV Rentals.
I use my street legal Razor, which is in a UTV, for just about all of my driving that I do here in town.
Durica was one of the first ATV vendors to react to the 2008 law enabling street legal machines.
At that time, they were just starting to street legalize ATVs and UTVs. We were the first company in Moab to street legalize our rentals as well as installing them for regular customers.
The acronyms can be confusing. An ATV is a traditional all-terrain vehicle, typically with a motorcycle seat, meant to be only driven in the outback. Off-highway vehicles, or OHVs, was the term chosen by Utah lawmakers to refer to a new class of vehicles that could be allowed on the streets. And the industry responded with UTVs, utility terrain vehicles, which can seat up to four and can be as big as a Mini Cooper. UTVs have all the bells and whistles for legal street operations, such as headlights, tail and brake lights, mufflers, and speedometers. Durica thinks they have the potential to change the entire ATV market.
You know, I see less traffic with trailers going past our shop here lately. I would say probably within the next few years, it's really going to take a cut in who all is trailering their machine and who isn't. A lot of people now will call for rentals for the fact that they are street legal. They know that they don't have to trailer their UTVs or ATVs from their hometown. They can come to Moab, they can rent them, pick them up, drive right from the shop to the trailhead.
Sean Walter runs the Moab Tourism Center, another vendor of off-road machines.
I think down the road, you're going to see smaller and smaller vehicles, maybe not just UTVs. In a UTV, you have a full cage around you, and you're sitting in a seat with a seat belt. So it's very much like a small car, semi-safer than some cars because you do have a cage fully around you.
In some Utah towns, there have been noise complaints. Walter showed us how loud a legal muffler is on one of his UTVs.
A Kawasaki is a little bit noisier than some, but that's what it sounds like.
One major concern remains, the death and serious injury rates among children. Since 1982, ATV-related deaths have increased ninefold. Among riders under 16 who die, half are 12 or under, and the vast majority were riding machines that were too big for them. Utah ATV crash incidents have increased faster than the national average. In 2010, the University of Utah declared a dramatic increase in severe traumas to head and spine, with children most at risk. Nevertheless, Utah allows 8-year-olds to drive ATVs in the outback, the youngest age limit in the nation. This has insurance implications that discourage vendors like Sean Walter from renting ATVs to children.
We don't want typically young people, but that is a risk that I don't want to take on as a rental company.
Scott McFarland, who operates High Point Hummer and ATV in Moab, agrees that insurance has made renting to children problematic.
And if there's an accident, if I drive in front of you and you crash into me, I crash into you, how are we going to resolve that? And so regardless of what vehicles we're using to commute, insurance is always an issue.
Although ATV use has tripled in the last decade, the death and injury rate peaked in 2006 and has been dropping since. Still, in 2011, nationwide there were 327 deaths and more than 100,000 injuries. In 2010, the GAO conducted a sting among ATV dealers and found that 7 out of 10 were willing to sell an adult machine for use by a child. This is John Kovash reporting from Moab for UPR News.